until he says so. Man can prepare for you to leave, but just if God didn't say it, it's not written in stone. I'm going to leave here when he gets ready for me to leave, not before. You can do stuff to me, but if it's not time, you can be riding in an airplane and the airplane crash. If it's not your time, you will walk away from it. Look back at it and say, what a mess that is. But I walked away because it's not my time. When I've given up everything, put it all in his hand, is everything going to be all right? You got to know that you know that you know that you know that God is in control and unwilling to suffer the consequences because of who he is. Lord, I love you and I thank you for where you brought me from. I thank you for what you carried me through. But Lord, this old world gets hard sometimes and I need some help. Thank you for the help. Thank you for sending the Holy Spirit. I'll go away and I'll send the Comforter, and he will lead and guide you into all paths wherever you go. God, thank you for your word. Thank you for the believers. Thank you for standing steadfast and having a non being a non-negotiable God. You can't negotiate with God because everything has already been decided. You can't negotiate your salvation because he said, if you receive my son, you have received what I've sent to you. You got to understand that's not non-negotiable. You can't get there without him. You got to take him into your heart, not into your head. A lot of us know a lot about him, but we haven't allowed him to get into our heart. I'm glad you asked. He's not in your heart because you're hateful, you're mean, you're trifling. You don't love people just because they're people. You got to love me no matter how I treat you. You might not like what I do, but you got to love me. That's what he said, love ye. Men will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. That's not negotiable. You can't pick and decide who you gonna love.
Amen.
I'm through. But let me tell you a story. There had been a fire in Yellowstone National Park, and it was one of the worst fires that they had had in a long time. After the fire burned out, the rangers started checking out stuff, walking around looking at the disasters that was there and all the things that they could recognize. This ranger was walking through the forest and looking at stuff and seeing how destructive the fire was. He came to a red big old tree just to get his arms around him. And as he got ready to walk away, he looked down at the bottom of the tree and he saw a bird that was petrified. And the birds were just perched right there. He looked at it and sickened his heart. And he got angry about the fire, thinking somebody intentionally set the fire. And as he got ready to leave, he took his stick and knocked it over and kept walking away. And behind it, he heard some little birds chirp, 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 chirp. The mama bird had given up her life to save the three birds. The love of a parent is non-negotiable. That bird, mama bird, gave up her life to save those three little birds. God gave up his son to save the human race. Those of them that would receive him, he gave his life. If you're lost, you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, He gave his life up just for you. Will you stand? And if you don't know Jesus,